With that, we come in today. Then we have the willows welcome you here and your questions. You may now proceed.
This is Matthew.
Nathan.
And I was wondering if the willows have mastered communicating to us through the entity David, or if they're still looking for ways to improve what they're trying to tell us.
Well, there are always ways of communicating that will increase with the closeness of the individuals, yes. We are connected with each of your energies here, your energy bodies, and are in attempting here to have a clear, precise, factual information available for you. As a result of this, you are in a good state here of balance, we see. Now, regarding becoming more succinct, more clear as time goes on, this will occur not only throughout this reading, but through future readings as well. For do not forget, nothing remains static. Everything is always in a state of flux, yes? Including your emotional and psychological bodies, yes?
What can we proactively do to encourage that process?
Simply, don't worry. Yes. Relax. And be open with your own questions and yourself. And accept the process, yes. The process is the main aspect of this communications.
This group has often brought up the history of consciousness as a common theme of interest. Who is available, or what works are available to seek out that the willows see as describing their version of the history of consciousness the most succinctly?
When you speak of who available, are you speaking of writers?
A book, a video, a lecturer, a poet, a photographer?
Well, there'd be of numbers of individuals who have their own perception of this kind of communications, you see. Regarding consciousness, each individual holds within themselves a unique consciousness, a consciousness based upon their own existence, upon their own unique view of the world, so to speak. When it comes to understanding a larger version of consciousness, there are no absolutes. In fact, consciousness is an ongoing, expansive process that not only occurs on an individual basis, but also occurs on a larger, more expansive basis, or what you would call group consciousness, or what we would call, in this day and age, the collective consciousness. It has evolved from the collective unconscious, as you would have theorized by the works of C.G. Jung, had a good idea, a good comprehension of the same, bringing it into your modern times. However, when you begin to also view others of whom will be more esoteric, such as Swedenborg, such as that be of ones of this ilk, you will find that their own unique perspectives, yes, reflect their own state of consciousness, and also reflect the social order from within, they lived, you see. Now, speaking about consciousness in a larger manner here, yes, consciousness is something that has always been. Without consciousness, there could not be existence, you see. Now, as to determine whether the individual consciousness or the group consciousness or collective consciousness is separate, the answer is no. There is only one consciousness. It has always been. It shall always be. And there is the only differentiation that is determined by individuals who have a concept of existence on the third dimensional plane. This is within the area of which you all live here at this time. Therefore, by the very merit of existence in the third dimension, the only way that you can possibly observe or understand your version of consciousness is through that part of existence. Everything that you think, see, and hear is in relationship to the world around you. How you relate to it, how the world around you affects you. This is a greater sense of consciousness, you may say. And in one sense, it is. but it is a greater understanding of that sense of consciousness by your individual minds. That is the basis of consciousness. You hold consciousness within the mind. It is also what you might refer to as a conscious versus unconscious. Conscious meaning awake and alert, unconscious apparently asleep and away from the world around you or its interaction therein. And by understanding this, the unconscious, utilizing this type of definition, would in fact be death, for it would in fact disassociate from the world about you in this way. For there would be nothing for it to relate to, interact with, or react with in this sense. Therefore, it would go into a state of neutrality in this way. And so moving into these kind of concepts brings into the center of the thought here as to how consciousness would have evolved. In truth, it is always being, as we stated initially. It is not just consciousness, but it is in fact that which is the best way to describe the same. Each one of you is a part of the whole, perceiving yourself perhaps as different, perceiving yourself perhaps as different from each other. Whereas in truth, your consciousness is that you refer to on a physical level, but would in fact be your personality. That part of you which has learned to interact with social strata within which you live, you see. That is not consciousness in the greater sense.
Okay, so
you see, truth of consciousness within each one of you is not found outside, but is found inside. For it is that which you would ask within yourself, what is it that observes that which is on and existing in and about you? That is where the essence and the center of consciousness comes. When the individual mind enters into that state of introspection, to actually go to the root of the question, who is thinking? Who is conscious? Yes? When the mind enters into that state, then the consciousness expands exponentially. So you enter into what is called eternal consciousness. That information then comes directly into and through your conscious mind and may be utilized in your life of manner in whatever way you have come to believe this consciousness should be expedited and utilized on the third dimension. This is a brief beginning to the understanding of the nature of consciousness in this way. For consciousness, as we say, is designed to interact with that which is outside of you. And as a result, you may begin to ask yourself, what is it within me that is conscious? What is it within me that is understanding the world around me? This is where the truth of consciousness comes in. It is not solvable in the succinct terms where you would be able to divvy it up, divide it, and subdivide it, and look at the smallest components. For true consciousness, as you would understand it, is a very esoteric and ethereal concept. It does not have any basis in physical reality as you would see it, other than to reflect within itself that which it sees within the same physical reality. Do you see this?
Yes. For our vocabulary, then in the 3D plane, personality is the more accurate term to describe the distinction between an amoeba, a dinosaur, a caveman, and a modern human.
Each would have their own way of interacting with the world in a sense, yes, and would create within themselves what you might call personality. But personality is also connected with what we would describe as levels of conscious awareness. For awareness is a different aspect of consciousness, you see. You would say, an amoeba perhaps, yes, what awareness does it have? You would assume from your position and your understanding of consciousness very little, if any. But we would say, as the macrocosm is reflected in the microcosm, and vice versa, the amoeba is as aware as you could ever be. It has all of the same operational facilities as you do in your own body. It may not have sight, but it does react to light and dark. It may not have a stomach, but it does absorb food, and it not only ingests it, it also ejects it after having digested it. In other words, the amoeba has all of what you might call a consciousness in the sense of the fact that it is existing in that moment. And in truth, it is true, for you cannot perceive or understand what is going on within the walls of that cell. You see?
So the development of the eye or the attuning of the ear does not bring us closer to another stage of consciousness.
In one sense, it brings you closer to another stage of being able to understand or appreciate. But you say another level of consciousness. We would say it is more that you are becoming involved with a more defining or a more polished version of the same. Yes? You may say it is the same as looking at that rock over there. You break it in half, and then look what falls out, a little shiny piece of what appears to be glass. You begin to polish this and begin to treat it, and you begin to cut it with different materials, and you begin to discover that this has a vibration. It has a shine to it. It has sparkle. It has an internal light to it, it seems. And it is this way that consciousness works within itself. As the mind becomes conscious, it then automatically starts to become shaped by that which is outside of it. And if that which is outside of it is to be supportive of the development of the same, then that consciousness has an opportunity to develop, even in a lifetime, and never mind in an evolutionary plane.
Which sense or ability has man lost, or are we evolving towards, which would be our next polishing?
The greatest sense and ability that man has lost is the ability to believe in himself. You may say, is this a sense? Well, in truth, it is a perception. But when you begin to look at life itself, all breaks down to that one basic reality. Everything that you hold within mind in concept is belief. Those things that create life around you are the results of other men's and women's beliefs to put together society, to put together life in the way that you would see it in your civilization. And this is the way that we would see this more accurately, you see. This lack of belief, however, in the self and in the self's ability to move forward is that which causes the greatest amount of dissension within the human race. It is not something that has been lost, but rather something that has been ignored. While it has been attempted to be brought to mankind in the voice and in the manner of what you may call religions, yes, these do not answer the questions. They only create more questions and create what you would understand to be dogma. In other words, information that is inviolable, that may not be changed or challenged by anyone once it has been established as truth. And of course, there is a whole line of thought that goes along with what it took to make that truthful in the first place. The motivations of the individuals who chose those laws and rules and regulations. What their true beliefs were and what their contacts were with what you may call the eternal energy of mind. So within this, as you would see it, this structurizing of the self that is lost through this lack of belief is what is necessary in your world today. To begin to understand that all of the beliefs that you hold within your subconscious mind, which is where they are held, while the conscious mind interacts with the world around you, act as filters for the actions and activities that occur around you, even creating within you an internal representation, an internal state or emotional state, and of course a physiology. That is, what you are watching and observing outside of you, how it reacts in the body physical, as to whether it is going to be healthy or unhealthy. And of course, all of this is ejected from the body in this way, in the same manner of behavior. So behavior, in fact, is based upon the filters of beliefs that you hold, the things that you hold to be true. When you can change or add or understand the nature of beliefs in your life, then you can interchange these beliefs at the subconscious level when something happens outside of you and these information passes through new beliefs. These new beliefs change your internal representation, your internal state, and your internal physiology. In fact, they change everything. So it is that part within yourselves that is beginning now to become more aware, or individuals in your societies are becoming more aware of this as a tool, rather than just considering it as an activity that you might consider to be blind luck. I believe I am lucky, so I am lucky. But rather, in the understanding here, that this way of perceiving life around you, in the way of saying, my beliefs are who I am and what I live and how I live my life. You may ask each one of yourselves that very simple question. And what do I believe? And all you need to do is look around you at the life that you have created for yourself, of the things that you have collected around you, the people that you have in your lives, the activities that you undertake, and your interests, all having to do with what you believe to be true in your own life for you. And what is important to you, all of these things come through the nature of believing. So you see here, many of the information that is now coming available to you is all in this area of beginning to focus on the nature of belief and how beliefs may be applied to raise consciousness in this way. For if you believe that you can raise your consciousness, you certainly can. There is a story of a Buddhist boy in northern Tibet who was believed to have achieved a high degree of enlightenment. Monks came from all over the country to see this boy and saw that he was genuinely in a state of ecstasy and had connected with the original source. When they asked him how he, at the tender age of 16, had managed this, he opened his eyes, looked at them, and smiled and said, I simply chant the big chant. And they said, what chant is that? And he said, the chant, oh man, me, pod, me, bob. Yes? And they said, it is oh man, bob, oh man, pod, me, home. Oh, not bob. But you see, it did not make any difference if it was bob or oh, you see. It was intent. It was belief that enabled this young boy to achieve the state of consciousness. So it is true with all of the things that you hold to be true within your own lives and within your own spheres. These beliefs within themselves are indeed the very basis of where you are going as individuals and as a race, as you would see it. So that is what we see that is missing the most, the belief in the fact that you can indeed take charge of your own life by bringing your beliefs into balance. Each of you are successful people in your own way and have understood that if you did not believe in the things you believed in, you would never have achieved the things that you have. And so this indeed is that which is the big secret that individuals would have benefit by beginning to learn how to balance their beliefs. For a belief, for example, about money, would be a belief by some who would say, money is the root of all evil. Therefore, I cannot make money. In truth here, that is not a true belief, but it is a belief that was learned from mother or father, or somebody who didn't want that person to make money, we say with a smile, yes. But the truth of the matter is, it is these beliefs that become truth for individuals. And people believe, many people believe, that these beliefs cannot be transformed. You believe what you believe, you are who you are, and that is what life is about. These are teachings that have come down to you through the ages by the individuals, particularly within organized religions, who have determined the very direction of your world over the years, until the last 150 years. Now it is in the hands of the science and technologists, yes, but it is still essentially the same kind of process. It is a matter of coming to understand what you believe to be true. If you are told only the things that you can see are true, and you come to believe that, then you will never believe in the power of the mind. You will never believe in the power of the subconscious healing other individuals from great distances, or being able to see distant planets by sitting at home and closing one's eyes. These are all things that people would say, yes, but these are signs of an advanced individual. We would say, these are signs of an individual who has learned how to believe. So that is what we would suggest as to the most important thing. And how will it change the world? Look how it has changed your world. Look how it is changing the world around you now, as individuals begin to understand some of the basic tenets of this particular focus in life, you see.
I'm assuming we're referring to remote viewing if we wanted to see a distant planet. That's a good term. Where do we make the distinction between hallucination and remote viewing if we believe something and it comes to our mind? In what way do we know what our mind is doing is real in the way we would hope it to be?
And you must practice. The imagination is an interesting process within the human being. Imagination is the very essence of creation. It is invisible. It has no apparent weight or depth or breadth. It is apparently nonsensical, according to many people within your society. Bob has an overactive imagination, and we do not need to pick on Bob here. or Frank, or any other individual. So as a result, they are discounted, and they are, in actual fact, reduced in their status to others, saying overactive imagination, whereas in truth, it is the essence of that imagination which has created everything around you. Everything. So you would say, how would I know if this was in my imagination, if it was a hallucination or not, yes? Hallucinations are things that come to you unsolicited, and come to you in the sense that it is what you would think things might be. When you would have true remote viewing, you would have your imagination at play again, but you again would write down those things that you are observing, and then you would begin to check back on them. This is what is referred to as hits, as you would understand. You understand much about the psychic work that has been done over the years. You've done your share of reading. And there is much powerful written material there if you wish to grind your brain on it, yes, and look at it. Or would you rather sit down with some friends and begin to practice remote viewing? It is up to you. The important part of all of this is belief again. If you believe you can, then you can. You see? It is a very strong premise in life, and a very simple one, as all of the most powerful understandings about life and the reaction of the mind and the world around you are, in a sense, you see.
Invite someone else to ask a question?
I have one, maybe. There's a lot of opportunity for people to have different beliefs today because it's fragmented information presented. Fragmented, unprecedented scenarios presented to people. Does this create an anarchy, a sense of anarchy, therefore a desire to have a uniform belief in society?
Well, there is always a desire to have a uniform belief in society.
Where does that come from?
From the need to feel stable. To have an understanding. As you would see the world around you, it is not stable. It is fragmented. It does not seem to make sense. It takes the mind and consciousness to bring this together, to have a picture created, as if the mind is a canvas, you see. In the larger sense, when people would be saying, we would like to have something stable, imagine a different time when you were living in a village and you were not sure when you woke up in the morning, if the guys from the village over there were going to come over and steal your daughter. Mm. You understand? Mm. So you were on tidbits and needles all the time. And so you got together with some of the other guys in the town. You would have some kind of a meeting, and then you would go and talk to the guys in the other town, yes? And nobody killed each other in this meeting, then you would begin to settle things. So there was peace between the two towns, and the land between you, instead of becoming a battleground, can become farmland, and you can both begin to grow the specialty foods of your individual villages. This is the way that it works, you see. It is a matter of beginning to have this communication occur. the desire to have a sense for stability in a world that is full of instability and uncertainty is high priority for a human being, or in fact any other sentient being that would exist. You see?
Well, then we have this opportunity where people can pick their own beliefs, like the little Buddha boy who was a threat to the consensus reality of the Buddhist religion. Now, every little kid said, I'm not going to school, I want to develop my imagination. Would the Willows support that agenda?
Well, many of them are already doing this. This is many of the problems that are being placed in your education system at this time, yes. And mom and dad are saying this too, yes. The truth of the matter is, and we do understand your question, the fact remains here, is that standards are created to help create order in society. But when the order begins to change and the society begins to change, so the laws and rules and regulations may begin to change as well. For example, within schooling, you would say, but what about this? But what about the schools? What about the money for the teachers? Would we be able to learn better from computers? The answer is, in many cases, yes. In remote areas of Northern Ontario, of Saskatchewan, Alberta, in areas throughout that of Australia, in which individuals are far away from education, they have always worked with education, initially by radio, and now by television. Children would not leave the farms or the places they were living, but they would be educated by these means. And they would then write standardized examinations and be able to have some degree of learning process occur for them. And of course, have their education supplemented by their parents' information and their knowledge. If an individual chooses to go beyond this and to become more educated, then the opportunities arise for this for higher educational purposes. And so these are the ways that have been done in the past. This is the way that, in fact, you will see will become the wave of the future. Many people do not work full-time in their offices anymore. Many work from their own homes via the use of the electronic media again, yes. These are ways of not only transforming, but changing permanently the way the mind works. It is through these kind of methodologies here you will begin to see the great change occur in education. To add also to this, you must also understand that there is a new child coming up to the world. And many would speak of these as indigo, some as star child, some as crystal children. And there be many other highfalutin names for them, you understand. But it is all one and the same thing. It is an understanding that there is an evolution occurring on an emotional basis with the human race. It is an emotional and psychological evolution. You have no doubt concerned yourselves with the amount of information available within your society today and how the mind is absorbing it the same. These new children who are coming here are not much newer than yourselves, for many of you have these traits within yourself who are here at this meeting at this time. And those of you with your own small children and grandchildren see a definite change, not just because they are yours, although to a small extent that's true, yes, but because of the fact that you are observational in watching them develop and grow, and you are seeing definitive differences between your own youth, your own formative years, and the ones of these children. They are far more concerned with the planet. They are more compassionate, more understanding. They absolutely detest authority. They are the ones who are thinking about other people. They are the ones who are thinking about the world at large and have very strong opinions about the same. These are the same kids who are going to be growing up in this generation now and changing the world permanently. Many of the things within which you are speaking of now in your own minds about the evolution of the human mind and race are going to be evident within your own lifetimes here. Through these children, the development thereof within them. So it is these things here to give consideration to, and understand that there is nothing to be afraid of, rather to be enthusiastic about, to be able to take an experimental attitude towards life and see exactly where this is leading in this way, you see.
Willis, okay? I'm thinking of a particular philosopher who predicted this. Can you tell me what I'm thinking, who I'm thinking of? Do you have ESP in that sense? How we define it?
It is this test.
Sort of, yes. Can you?
There are many philosophers who have viewed upon this in this way, yes, who you may call philosophers or not in this way. As to whether we may read your mind, no, we do not read minds.
Yes. Okay.
We act and interact on an emotional and new state of consciousness in this way.
All right, that's good. Now, the Willows don't think that there's a dumbing down in the population, which I hear in the United States all the time, a major complaint.
There is an attempt to dumb down the population as you would see it. Yes.
Yeah.
You would understand that that is why individuals such as Rudolf Steiner, yes, have created in past times new ways for children to accept and absorb information, yes. But the dumbing down that you were speaking of here has to do with the removal of certain fundings to school systems, etc., etc., removing the stimulation at the end of the day, no more extracurricular activities, yes. The putting together of information that is vaguely important to the individual's development. They are not paying attention to what you would consider and others would consider to be important, which is history, yes, geography. These two subjects, English, yes, topics of this nature are being more, shall we say, breezed over in preference for the more technical teachings in this way, enabling people to think in a faster way, so to speak. So is this a dumbing down, or is this a natural evolution of what is happening within the education system? The true dumbing down comes from the fact that there is, today, more than ever before, a very large sector of the population would be considered to be lower class, particularly within your United States of America. There are definitive class levels there. And the average of what they would refer to now as a redneck guy, would have no expectations of education beyond a certain level, would be expected to work in the mill, would be expected to do this or that or the other thing. Well, all of these have changed now. They have changed because of the fact that you all invented be referred to as a TV. TV has transformed your world. It has turned it into a new concept of existence that is not very much in touch with reality, as you well know, but has moved people towards this concept of dumbing down. This is because the information available is not accurate, not realistic, and it is not based upon largely how the average human being would live their life. It is based upon what writers believe life should be. So these writer philosophers are in fact now beginning to form and influence the future of your world in the same way. But the true matter of dumbing down comes with the introduction of that they refer to as of electronic gaming devices. And these devices here are designed. And not originally, you understand. There was no great mind thinking we were going to do this. But directly kick into the individual's mind and his ability to interact quickly and effectively with what is going on in and around them in this way. The development of the frontal lobe, as you would understand, you have done much of your own research into this, is an indicator by many of the development of consciousness and shall we say, moral fiber within the individual. Those who would have a less development of the frontal and more development of the rear lobes would be considered to be more interactive with the environment in this way, more physical, so to speak. And in truth, what is happening is that the frontal lobe is being overstimulated with these games, and the rear lobe, which is more the interactive aspect of the brain that would have the individual react with the world around them, is beginning to deteriorate, yes, in this way, because it is not being used. The brain is not the mind, you understand? But the mind forms the development of the brain. The mind, or the consciousness, forms the development of the body, forms the development of every cell in the body, and controls, and in fact, stimulates the same within each individual. So it is things of this nature, and we are not saying blame it on the video games, yes, but we are saying this is one small aspect of the same. Also, there is the understanding of what is being presented to you within your own medias. These informations, particularly coming from the larger source, the world source of news information, as you would see it. To have a greater understanding of this, is simply you go and buy yourself a copy of a movie referred to as a network. That is the future of your world, unless you do something about it. This is a definitive aspect you may call dumbing down, but what it is in fact, is creating that we refer to as of nonsense information, misinformation, yes, and disinformation. This is what is truly causing the greatest amount of difficulty, not a dumbing down, for you cannot dumb down minds. What you can do, however, is you can placate them, yes, you can drug them, which is where this is happening in many areas of your inner city youths as well, throughout your own countries in this way. And to the point now where it is not even, no longer inner city, it is pervasive throughout the society. For it is a way of focusing away from development and growth and focusing towards deterioration of consciousness. Now, in seeing this, you would be moving back to these larger energies that are providing this negative information to society. It is creating a high degree of stress, or we would say anxiety, for the information is actually the stressors itself. The information that is coming in is rarely, if ever, accurately reported. There is only images that would come in that would be designed to shatter the individual consciousness of those watching it, creating within them a sense of fear and a sense of worry about what is going to happen next and where they are going. As a result of this, it creates a very low degree of anxiety, which enables individuals in the world to only be able to focus on certain aspects of life. For example, if you have worries in the mind, yes, there are many things that you may do to try and assuage those worries. For the more worries and concerns you have, the less opportunity you have to think about the things that count in your life. Yes? And when this is understood, the more information that is put out through your mixed media is in direct coordination with what that be referred to as a governmentals, yes, and that be referred to as a New World Order, we say with a smile, yes, is indeed setting within the standards of education by educating people through the media in this way. By bringing fear into their lives, into their minds, what is being happening here is that they do not have an opportunity to focus, as we say, upon their own lives, what is happening there. So as a result, they become more malleable, more suggestible, easier to direct. When you see a natural disaster, you see people who wandering aimlessly about. It does not occur to you that some of them are doctors or lawyers or accountants or policemen for that matter. They are all in a state of being anxious and in many cases are in a state of being traumatized. they cannot think for themselves, and they simply are being told to go here or there. This is the way that it is happening in your society now. Mm. It is these things here that is directing through a larger force as to how the world will in fact unfold. And we do not wish to be pointing fingers at this time, for we have no fingers or hands, actually. But this one here does, so we shall, yes? And here we will say the fingers to be pointed at are contained within what we would call the basis of the organization we refer to, Bilderberger, yes? And the Council for International Affairs.
The Council of Foreign Relations, you mean?
Yes. Also, this be of Council of Foreign Relations, of the same. These two here, of Bilderberger's Council of Foreign Relations, are the essence of the true individuals of the world who are trying to keep it together. Now, of course, no one is in control, yes? It only has the appearance of being so. But there are enough of these individuals and enough of this way of approaching the world through the economic sanctions and the manner in which the world is divided in this way to create at least some ebb and flow. It is like taking a large bowl of water and beginning to move it back and forth, yes? It will build up, yes? And it will at some point overflow the bowl. So it is that effect that they hope create what they need to have in the world to organize the world in the manner that they see fit in this way. Now this is not to create a conspiracy thought. It is simply to realize that the bottom line with many of your leaders, so to speak, both financial and political, as well as religious, is indeed a self ingratiating. They are not doing it for the future of the world. They are doing it for their future, for their immediate needs, and for the needs of their families and their friends and their associates. And if it satisfies others along the way, that's a bonus. So these ones here who are in this gatherings are indeed easily and absolutely in this state of controlling the media. And with your Conrad Black, who was a member of the Bilderbergers, he's been drummed out since, yes, did having of the understanding within him that he was not going to do what they asked him to do. He became, shall we say, taken with his own self-importance. And as a result, it did not take long to get the goods on him. For he lived his life big, yes, and did not make it too private in many ways. So from this perspective here, this was an example of somebody being drummed out of the core, who did not cooperate, who did not do as he was asked, for he had under control of the media. And he was using it in many cases to lash out against the very forces that were supporting his lifestyle, you see. So these are the ways in which you would see these kind of things moving back and forth in this way. So what is the point of this question you have here, yes?
I can't remember what the question is. It's dumbing down. Dumbing down.
Yes. So all of this is coming into the dumbing down of this, as you would see, as it has been presented in this way, yes? Therefore, it has to do with control, with influencing other people's thoughts, and influencing other people's thoughts through emotional manipulation, creating a sense of fear, uncertainty, and unease in this way, you see.
Yes, and I have a follow-up with some of the...
Can I just get three quick clarifications? We don't need an in-depth answer. Would it be true to say that someone with a highly developed frontal lobe would be less capable of believing in themselves?
In believing in themselves.
Being that an ability we are not enhancing in the individual consciousness, that someone playing video games enhancing the frontal lobe has some sort of detraction on life or on their mind. Is it related to the believing in themselves, or?
No, that is not related. It's
not related. And the star children?
These being the indigo children.
Do they, are they born, or do they develop as nurture or nature? Their development, that makes them special.
He said repeat.
Is it by nurture or nature that they would be called indigo children?
Oh, both. First of all, all generations, by and large, try to nurture the next generation, yes. But some of this is through the influence, of course, of the understandings of what you have learned as human beings and have wanted to pass on to the next generation. At the same time, these individuals are of a slightly different genetic fiber so that they are open to this. Many would say many of these children coming on are reincarnated spirits from Atlantis or from Osiris or the one planet or the other. We are saying here that they are individuals who are coming on to this plane who are becoming part of a larger sense of consciousness. And this is where consciousness, while it is always, it is one, consciousness is one, is always the state of expansion. It can never even contract within itself. It is always in a state of expansion. And so, and as the collective consciousness of your planet becomes more and more aware, although it does not appear to be in certain areas of your planet, yes, you can see it. But in truth here, there is enough high energy, high frequency energy, for this to occur. Now, you must also look upon the other aspect of the planet, of the electromagnetic fields upon your planet at this time, and which are being vastly influenced by the changing of the electromagnetic fields on your own sun. You see?
Not through the electromagnetic television.
That is hard to see sometimes with sunspots, yes. That is not through the electromagnetic emanations of the television broadcasting. You would understand here, and this is a much larger circumstance here, the way that you are influenced by this. As the sun, which is recorded in its own time, in a very high state of agitation at this time, its vibrational level and electromagnetic fields are massive compared to measures from years gone by. This is directly influencing the electromagnetic energies of the Earth, it is saying. And of course, as you happen to be made out of electromagnetic particles, yes, you are privy to exactly the same kind of change. And what happens when this occurs, there is a heightening of consciousness, not only with those being born, but those who are currently existing on the planet as well. And so, and you would see here, it is an opportunity for all to have a heightened sense of awareness by becoming aware of this increasing of the electromagnetic fields in this way. And so this is what truth here does bring forth, this new consciousness in this way. But the aspect of it and the development of it is cyclical. But it is a spiral, an upward spiral. It spirals like this, you see. Spirals up from where it began. For the point of all existence is continual expansion in this way. Consciousness and of matter as well.
Were the minds aware of that spiral process?
Indeed, yes.
Oh, I was going to ask if the... what was I going to ask?
You had a third question?
It was kind of covered. Could the electromagnetic conditions that change the birth of a new entity be synthesized?
Yes.
Is that something man will do someday?
Well, you do not have the technology for it this time. You have not figured out how to get the power of the sun into something else. You would say, yes, that is true of atomic radiations. But it is not even close. So to be able to channel this, yes, this will influence the same. In fact, it was utilized at one point. He referred to it, that ancient civilization referred to in your language as Atlantis. We would call it Ur, yes, the original continent. Upon this was the experiments that were integrated by combining the energy and the genealogy of different creatures on the planet with those of human beings. You would call them genetic experiments. But also the utilization and the ability to use this was through the use of the crystalline power, which in fact was a manner in which these crystals were designed, much the same as the crystals you see today. But these were manufactured so that their internal angles of the crystalline structure would be able to reflect the same kind of energy that would be forthcoming from the sun without the same degree of explosive energy. Literally being able to use these ones as wands, think laser, yes, without having to have an electronic base for the same. Yes, simply by holding them in the hand and focusing with them. Yes, this is the manner in which this technology had developed at that time. Of course, they had a lot more time than you have had in your modern civilization to develop these things, tens of thousands of years. Yet all of these things that were developed, you would say, have all disappeared in one way or another. And indeed they have, because of the very basics of human existence, which means that you draw energy from the planet. And it was that energy drawn from the planet by those of the early civilization that caused the splitting of the planet, caused the splitting of the continent, and caused what you would call the spreading of humanity across the face of the planet. And this is the basis of this as we would see it.
Okay, Matt, can I go ahead? Dengue fever is increasing rapidly in Costa Rica. They project a million people will be affected or die. Would this be man-made cause because Costa Rica rejected CAFTA, the Central American Trade, and so certain Bilderberger forces are attacking the country to affect its tourism by increasing dengue fever? Is there any truth in that pattern?
Well, let us put it this way. There is prophylactic for it that has not been revealed at this time. You would note in recent times there is a fever, they refer to a yellow fever, that had taken its toll in Costa Rica. And this has been given injections, yes, from the World Health Organization. And these injections have contained elements of this other condition that you were describing, yes.
So it is an attack in Costa Rica, tourism.
It is more like an experimental area.
Like they did with AIDS.
Indeed.
So my wife is working on treatment for it. Yeah, should she do a private reading on this with you, or do you want to give her some advice right now on her formula?
What she's doing at this time?
Yes, she's developing a homeopathic herb, different Chinese herb, I think.
Yeah. This is the path to go for. It is these two that, in fact, will help balance virtually all conditions, using the understanding of the nature of homeopathy as the basis of the same.
All right, so she'll hear this and develop that.
Indeed.
I have another question, another level. Anybody got anything they want to say? Go ahead. Are the willows aware of the evergreens who were channeled to Michael Blake Reed?
They're aware of them, yes.
Are they aware of this that's going on now, today?
Yes.
Did they disband in any way their project?
Not disband, no. You can understand the subtle energies that individuals are able to channel, yes, are of a universal nature. As an individual chooses or is chosen to channel information, they acquire or connect with what we would subtly describe as a soul group, yes? A gathering of energies that create a basis of a knowledge or knowingness, yes? It is not as if there was this team of spiritual guys who hung out with Michael, or with us for that matter, yes? Or any other one. It is a matter of the individual. Imagine as you would here, yes, a large piece of plastic wrap, yes? You take the finger and push it into the plastic wrap. The plastic wrap comes to wrap itself around the finger, yes? Mm. And when you pull it out again, if you would not push too hard, push through it, yes, through the membrane, it will restore itself to its natural shape. This is how the channeling process works. Each of you is connected to the universal energy with which you were created from and through. And when you go deep down inside of yourself, it is like pushing this membrane, and it comes and surrounds the consciousness. And in fact, what occurs when this happens is consciousness is put to one side. It is not in a place of thinking any longer, but rather it goes into a state of receiving, yes? Mm. And then it is receiving that which is closing in and about it. So, in fact, the evergreens are an always changing energy. When Michael Blitt-Reed enters into this state, that is what collects around him, wherever he is. It is the same thing here with the entity David. Or any of you here who do this. And understand it within yourselves as a truth as to how this will work for you. You would see here as an individual that by following this state of understanding, how easy it would be for any of you to be able to bring this information towards you. That is why the more relaxed you are, the more focused you are, that you believe you can do this, yes, the easier it becomes for you. The deeper you go, the more you collect about you in this way. There is never any true separation, you see.
All right, now, what happened with Michael Blitt-Reed was occasionally, and one of the people here, George Reno, contacted the EG2, higher, he's called the boss of the evergreens. An incredible experience happened to George when he experienced this. Would you comment on what that level was, or was there such a level?
Indeed, you would understand it is the same level that is brought to you through the understanding of the seventh material. And they speak of the oversoul, the supersoul, yes? The different levels of consciousness that are then made readily available. Indeed, by pushing Michael Blitt-Reed into his deeper state, yes? These higher levels or the greater amount of information that then becomes available. Very specifically in certain areas of knowledge having to do with technology, yes? And this is what is important to understand about this nature. For entering into this state is entering into what you would refer to as of a higher level of mathematics as well. Bringing into it in this way here what you would call a seemingly greater sense of consciousness.
How does that relate to technology? You're talking about Michael, per se, his awareness of technology, or what I forget what the meaning there is. Why do you mention that?
We brought this into effect, knowing that when this level of consciousness is reached, the information regarding technology, yes, is more accurate, because this does come from a higher mathematical perspective, yes, in what you would call a quantum state of consciousness. You see?
So,
all we are saying here, not to confuse you, is that individuals who are able to enter into this have a greater comprehension, or have a greater opportunity to provide comprehension to a technological
You mean that's why George had felt that he was enlightened in that state, or very high level, when he came back out of it? This was like a dream. Is that what you mean? George was able to enter into it?
We speak here of Michael. Was George who went into this level?
George evoked it.
pretty hurt my heart.
Well, you know, you asked the question. You said, "Do you have contact with EG2?" You said, "Who's your boss?" Right?
That's correct.
Well, then maybe put your words into it. So, and you had quite experience when they came through in terms of how you perceived their information coming at you.
That's true.
So, I'm talking about your experience, but you're talking about how Michael was able to push deeper.
Yeah, that's what the physical explanation of this for you is, the best of our abilities to explain this. Yeah. The other aspect of this example was its interaction with the entity George here. When you enter into working with it, trans-channel of this nature, and ask them to go higher or deeper, or connect with their higher self or aspect of the same, it then exponentially expands the vibrations of that energy outside and incorporates consciousness of that one that is working with it. As a result, that one is also having an experience, you see, because of this added vibrational energy that comes into the mind.
That would be Michael or George?
And we're speaking here of George also. And we see here, this is what occurred at that time.
Yes. Now, Matt began the series asking if we could evolve the will for you, bring it to another level. Why are we asking now? Can we move the medium and the wills to a higher level?
Not only through the conscious agreement of the entity David, yes. For me, he is that one which is in charge, so to speak, of this process, as you would understand it. Mm-hmm. It was through his agreement to connect with the higher aspects of his own consciousness, to enter into this connective and collective agreement with what we refer to as a soul room, yes. In bringing this through, it does indeed enable the individual to see things or provide information in this way. If you would ask for permission of this with this entity, David, in this way, and that would be in accordance with his wishes, then this would be possible, yes.
That would be for another session.
Indeed, yeah.
Not this one. Anyone else, do you have any questions?
No. Observing.
Do you have?
Sure. I'd like to... I'm of the impression that I have spirit guides, I guess is a good way to say it, that are following me or accompanying me in my life. And I'm wondering if they, first, do I have any? And if so, do they have anything that they would like to say to me through this meeting, which would be easier than my dense...
Well, first of all, they would say, don't think you were that dense. It is only your act. The truth of the matter is here for you. You do carry energies around you. You may call them spirit guides. Others may call them angelic presences, yes. We would call them what we would refer to them as of elemental energies. Elemental energies, spirit guides, whatever you would like to call them, you would attract these to you. You are rather like be referred to as a magnet, like a lodestone you are. You have come onto this plane in this lifetime yourself to accomplish many things, but mostly you have come here to amuse yourself. For you have had many existences in which you have worked hard and long, yes, and did not accomplish anything even towards the beginning of what you have in this lifetime. The amusement in this lifetime comes from the sheer joy that you get from using your mental and emotional and spiritual prowess to interact with the world around you and be a true co-creator. That is what we see you having done in this lifetime. What has enabled you to do this are not only your beliefs, but the energies that you have attracted to and around yourself. As spirit guides, as you would have it, do not attach themselves to people. They are attracted to them, like a metal filing to a magnet. So you have many that you have attracted about you. And the ones that you have about you are, in fact, as we would see them, to be highly creative, have what we would refer to as a bit of a sardonic humor, a sense of humor, you understand?
Sure.
And holding within themselves the understanding that it is just life. Yes? That the truth is that within the life process there is the opportunity for energetic growth of the spiritual mind. And there's been a great dedication on your own behalf to achieve this. Difficulty these spirit energies around you are telling us here that you are having is the fact that it is very difficult for you to let go of personal control. Meaning that you like to keep things just so, yes, in your own studies, in your own actions and activities. And the word that is most difficult for you, and the one that will be most expansive for you, is the word surrender. You understand?
Yes, clearly.
And you know what this means here, yes? And so the truth of the matter is, within this, the information they are giving to you is saying, it is not saying give up or give in. It is a matter of accepting without having to have an intellectual basis to it. Yes? For you are intellectually driven. It is your greatest gift in this lifetime. Power of the intellect, power of the mind, combined with an understanding of the basic truths of life. It is almost as if it came to you in this life. It was given to you by magic. Well, it was not given to you by magic. It was brought forward into this life through your eternal consciousness, your eternal self, if you wish to call it that, your higher self, your superconscious self, whatever name you wish to give it. But it is within this here that you have attracted and bring around you the energy, the powerful energies, the energy of the elemental aspects of pure creation. You've created other people through your children, yes? You have created businesses. You have created great success for others. For it is not exclusive to you. It's as much fun to make somebody else successful as it is to make yourself successful.
Yes.
And so this is where you have excelled in this lifetime. And you have been supported all along by these energies in this way. For, in actual fact, true growth in this way, which you exhibit in virtually everything that you do, it comes from inner certainty. And you are certain within yourself about the things you believe in, particularly about your spiritual beliefs, because they have been proven to you over and over and over again. The degree of spirituality you hold is reflected in the world that you have created around you. The physical world, yes, not just your home, not just your family, but all of those things that you have involved yourself in. They all have flowed outward from you, have flowed outward from these energies that you have collected around you, because you are in a state of expansion in this lifetime, and are in a state in congruence with the energy that these spirit elementals carry within them. We would love to be able to say to you, you have the Archangel Michael on one side, that of Raphael on the other side, but you would just call it bullshit, would you not? Yes. So the truth of the matter is, it is not that there for you. Yes. It is these aspects of truth that you have discerned in this lifetime, that have come from a lifetimes of experience, that are bringing this into you. You are now entering into what we would call your golden age. Not your golden years, you understand. But your golden age, where you have an opportunity to go to the next level of consciousness. Yes. and where you have reached this ceiling, so to speak, and are discovering that you can break free of the gravity of the mind. Yes?
Yes.
And this is where you are going. The spirits that you have about you want to see it for themselves. They are as much, shall we say, passengers in your life this time as they would be considered to be guides.
That's interesting.
You see? And they can only work through physical energies, through physical reality, yes?
Right.
Or reality as you would perceive to be the same, yes? So this is an interesting aspect of your own self that you may take into account and contemplate, so to speak, yes? If you so choose, of course.
Matthew would ask the same question of himself.
What question would be that?
It was an inquiry about spirit guides, was the...
Yeah, around you.
Around you, or what energies or entities do I attract?
Within your own self here, yes, you have of several energies, yes. For your own self, and there are four of them in specific that have followed you into this consciousness that you have connected with over several past existences. You have always held a great interest in what we would call science. You have up within you and around you the energy of, and when we say energies, do not think that spirit goes off, stays there, and never comes back again. Consciousness is a result here of personalities that occur during varying lifetimes. So when an individual passes and their energy returns into the universal morass, so to speak, personality remains alive and kicking, so to speak, available for others to connect with if they have the correct procedures in hand. So these ones that you have worked with are not only these energies about you, are not only the energies of others that you've worked with in the past, but also of your own spirit and your own personalities that you've held in your own past. So some of these energies around you are actually you. You understand?
Yes.
In this way. The development with you in particular in this life is for the development of intellectual prowess. There is a great need within you to have a concrete understanding of, well, we would say everything. Yes. It is a need. It is a drive. And it is something that you will be relentless with and have into this time, yes, in your life in this way. And these energies are here to support you, more to allow you to keep your energy up. You understand? Because you will just go and go and go until you fall over, yes? So, with you here, they are providing you that little extra boost you need. That is why you can... read until your eyeballs fall out at 3 in the morning and be up again at 6 with the kids. You understand? It is you. Yes?
Yes.
But it is this energy that you draw within you. So your energy is more towards keeping you up and running, so to speak. Yeah.
Can that be destructive to my physical body? Or should I be cautious of that?
You look pretty good for a 12-year-old. You are fine with yourself. Do not worry about the physical body in this way, yes. Your physical body will continue to be healthy and strong as long as you continue to be as enthusiastic and as directed and as intense as you are. It will not burn you out. You have brought energies around you to continually fund you with the energy that you need to keep your physical being intact. And besides, you do not have big fears, yes? Your biggest fear is not knowing things, yes? But other than that, you don't have a lot of fears, yes? Other than a few of the ones you brought forward from childhood, yes? Which you work on from time to time. But in truth here, you have nothing to create within the body physical, any negative states. We see a very healthy and robust body as we observe you at this time.
Well, through the willows, I'll thank me.
Don't hear it. Give yourself that little pat on the back. Try not to dislocate the shoulder.
I'm okay. Anybody else?
Okay, Willows, this is Bob again. I thought the description of George fit me to a T. Could you indicate any difference, if there is any, or what is the vast difference that I'm deluded about?
Well, first of all, you are different people.
Yes.
Now, the description we give of George regarding his future, his focus, etc. Yes. Well, of course you would think it would be yours, yes. For you are what we would call the classic researcher, yes. You are the one here who is connected with the energy of that Lurifer of Charles Fort.
Yes.
Without any doubt. You understand? It is that which you would hold within your own self. You are the one who has of the mind that is not only progressive, it is also lateral in its appreciation of the world, yes. It is as if you were a piece of silly putty thrown against a window, yes. You take everything in, yes. You have of a different energy here. You would like to be that of George, yes. But the truth of the matter is, you are that of Bob. Yes. And Bob is of a different energy in this way. There are many things that you are finding in your life at this time, as we would see at this time, that is important for you to begin to, shall we say, chill a bit from. Yes? Mm-hmm. You are, shall we say, we would never call anyone too intense, except perhaps you. Therefore, it is that within your own self that keeps you driven, yes? You are always questioning everything. You hold within yourself what we would call the supreme doubt. You would be the one who is peeking through the window hole, referred to as a doubting Thomas, yes? Yeah. Therefore, that is your credo. And it has brought you much satisfaction in your lifetime and has helped many other people. Because when you ask why, many other people say, yeah, why? Yeah. So they listen. And you try to find out why. You try and provide the information for them. But we see here you in a state here of getting caught in little loops inside of yourself. Yes?
Yeah.
And this way here, you come up with some of these certain behaviors which are repetitive and which don't provide you with any positive forward movement and cause you to spin your wheels in certain areas. It is almost as if at times you were driving your vehicle only looking in the rearview mirror, yes? Mm-hmm. There it is. There it was, yes? Oops, there's something in front of me. This aspect of yourself in this way here can give you a little bit of a, shall we say, jolt from time to time when you suddenly have to put on the brakes to avoid hitting what's in front of you. Yes. The only suggestion you're having here is to understand that you have the capacity and you are given the gift of foresight. It's just that you don't always believe what you're seeing.
That's true.
Understand?
Yeah.
You see the big picture. You see it all. And then you go back and you say, let's take it apart pixel by pixel. Understand? And sometimes you become so focused upon that you forget what the next step is going to be. And then you are reminded and then you're back on track. And so it has this effect in your life here where you are always rather like the man described it as jumping on his horse and riding off in four directions.
Quadrivia.
Indeed, yes. So this is all part of making you up as an individual, but your greatest asset is your brilliant mind. It is that which holds it all together. Yes? Mm-hmm. It is that which even moments when you are totally doubting everything, suddenly it's a higher part of your mind that reaches down and plucks out the answer that you need, yes?
Yes.
And there it is. And suddenly everything becomes clear, and you no longer feel the confusion. But there's little worry for it soon returns, yes? Because there is the need to understand everything about you. As you would say, the entity here that we speak here among Matthew, yes? Mm-hmm. While he has to know everything, yes? You have to know everything about everything. Understand?
Yes.
So is this aspect of yourself that you bring into the world around you? Do you have energies around you? You certainly do, but you don't need too many because you are like a lightning rod, yes? Mm-hmm. You crackle with energy about you. It is difficult for you to sit still. It is difficult for you to stop thinking. And your greatest challenge in life, as we see here, is to learn how to relax, yes? When you can do this fully within yourself, you will know that you have truly taken full mastery of your life process in this way. But in the meantime, it is not to give up on it, not to turn around and say, well, I will never be able to do this. Rather, we will say to you, from time to time, you have this capacity. Begin to appreciate this within yourself. That is your ability to, shall we say, see things in a brilliant manner, which you do. Appreciate that part of yourself, which is always questioning, always digging, yes? Always wondering. But the part of yourself that you would require some small degree of balance within, yes, is what we would call your rabbit nature. Yes? Mm-hmm. Not rabbit, yes? Rabbit. Yes?
R-A-B-B-I-T.
B-B-I-T, yes. Rabbit, yes. As in, what's up, Doc? Yes? For you here, this aspect of your nature, yes, creates for you undue occasions where fear overwhelms. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Where there is a looking over the shoulder, yes, wondering all the time, yes, who's watching, what's happening, what's going on, what is happening in this moment. This rabbit nature is positive in many ways, for it keeps you alert, yes, it keeps you on the ball, it keeps you always looking and observing. Yet at the same time, it's very exhausting after a while, yes, mm-hmm. It has a tendency to wear you down. So it is necessary for you to take out of yourself more time away from the mainstream, where you would have an opportunity to, as corny as it may sound, to commune with nature.
Yes.
Your idea of times of communing with nature is to stand in the forest and tap your foot for a few minutes to get back into the house, yes? Because if you've done this enough, yes, nature had its say, now it's up to you to find it out. It is this aspect of yourself, yes, that is needing some balancing in this way. You are not far from it, and you are at a point, at this point in your existence, where you are now coming back to your own core self. Some of the things that drove you into your areas of research, into your areas of concern in this life, are now drawing back into your own spiritual base, your own spiritual self again. And you will find very much so in the next year to 2 years for yourself that you will have what we would call a spiritual revolution occur within you. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
For you will understand the basis of all of the things that you have been studying and know and understand as truths. All come from the aspect of the spirit, that which is at the core of your own being. And that is what you've been looking for so long, yes? But it is rather like trying to find your shadow each time you turn around and it's behind you, yes? And, but this aspect within yourself is close to becoming expanded. And as a result of this, you will find very easily and very quickly, yes, that you are consciousness will experience a wonderful jump in appreciation of what you have been doing and how you are thinking and acting and researching. See this?
Exactly, and you did touch on this in my previous session with you. I see how you elaborated what you already have said a month or so ago, right?
Indeed.
And so I see that the great, this fits in with our Carol Mitre actually end up being beach bums in Costa Rica. We'll have lots of time to commune with nature.
Indeed, yes. A maybe.
What?
A maybe.
A maybe?
A maybe, yes. Where you will be sitting on the beach and then looking at a shell and wondering about the Fibonacci. And you stare at it, yes? You understand?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Your nature.
If there's time, and with your permission, would you ask the same question of yourself, Christine? Would you allow that?
Sure.
So, go ahead, ask. Same question for Christine, who's here.
Yeah, what question do you need specifically?
We're on the theme of the energies we attract, and we were using the word spirit guide.
Well, with this one, Christine here, as we would have it, yes. Her energy is shall we say, balanced. Yes. It is one of the things that keeps you balanced, yes, in this way. Her energy here is geared very much towards, at this moment in time, keeping a central balance in the family life, in dedicating to this for, while she has the great interest, and we see here that the energies that you do channel, you have much in the way about you. You have of an elderly female energy about you, a grandmother, or, as we would see, or an aunt. We are not certain of these, for it is not bringing itself clearly in with this. And this one here is not John Edwards yet, so there is no one to give you the specifics here. But you have very much within you what we would call the elemental energy of the earth. You connect very easily and effortlessly with the earth's energy and understand that the earth is conscious, yes, holds within itself a wisdom and knowledge that is palpable for you. This energy within you, this is not to try to classify you as some kind of earth mother, yes, but rather it is an easy energy level for you to associate with this juncture in your life. For as we see here, the energies you held around you earlier in life were very much in the same manner as of your partners, yes. Very much in the way of needing to know information, liking details, getting all of the information together in this way. And it is one of the things that we see that the two of you work very well together with because of this personality nature. Yet within your own self here, you would see, must understand, this is only a part of your life you were going through. This mothering business, yes, raising the children, etc., is a great learning curve for you in this way. But it is also something that you find not difficult in the greater sense. For you are seeing reflected within your own children's lives the hopes and the understandings and the consciousness of yourself projected into the future. And they have an opportunity within yourself, for you do not need to attract these spirits outside of yourself, yes. You are very much self-contained in this way. And in fact, the spirits you attract to yourself, the true guides you have, are the people in your lives. The people in your life in this way, yes. Particularly the children who are your greatest teachers. Yes, as we would see this for you. You have a tremendous capacity within you, however, for detail work, to be able to get the job done. But you do it easily and effortlessly. Do not try and make things difficult, as we can see here. The energy that we see working with you at this moment in time in particular is the energy of what we would refer to as of flow. You have come to understand that you are part of the earth plane, part of the energy around you, not apart from it. when you were younger, you did have this feeling of being separate, yes. But now, as you become more mature and continue to grow on this level, as your personality continues to expand, you will feel more and more a part of the larger picture in this way. And see that your role is whatever you choose it to be. You do not start defining yourself as this or that. Even though in your own formative years we see here parents trying to define you, yes, as this or that or the other thing. But in truth, for yourself, you define your own characteristics, your own outlines. You'll become your own person in this way. Now, as to where you would like to go with this, we would say to you, you have an open book. Be aware of the year 2012. It is the year when there will be great changes upon your plane. There will be a completion of electromagnetic energy cycles that will have peaked at this time. It will not, of course, be a time that you have to worry about either going to hell or heaven, as many would tell you at this time. But rather, being aware here that you at that time, children will be of an age, and you will be of an age, when you will begin to truly be able to expand yourself into the world around you, particularly your understanding of the human consciousness and the human nature. You have great counseling abilities within you, and a great ability to help others achieve states of calmness within their own minds that they would not be able to achieve by themselves without your help. It is a gift you hold, and it is something that you are very subtle with. Yes, do not walk around flashing it at everybody, but the energy that you hold within yourself is very calming and very positive, and very much in the sense of almost as if it is what you would refer to as of what we would refer to as of a direct transmission of the mind. And you have within yourself and your genealogy the capacity for what we would refer to as of an ESP. Yes, that is why the kids cannot figure out how to know what they're doing all the time. Yes, what they're thinking in many cases. And your ESP, in this sense, is a highly developed aspect of yourself. And it is something that you must begin to appreciate more, if you so choose, of course, to bring into your life and into your lifestyle. For it is an ability that, given time, will provide you with a tremendous amount of answers for the seemingly limitless number of questions you have about life. Your needs in life to have truths proven to you does not matter if they make any sense intellectually. It is nice to have that. But you must feel them inside. And that is where the abilities that you have, the energies that you are working with, particularly with these capacities for things that you refer to as of a telepathic abilities, yes, that come into account. Emotions and telepathy work together. And with your emotions, as you are becoming more and more balanced within them, and it's not always easy to say with a smile, yes, but the truth of the matter is, for you in this case, it is that area which you will see the greatest amount of development and growth for yourself, if you choose to follow these words as we see it.
I'd like to interject, because we've gone just slightly beyond the agreed amount of time, so Willis, we want to thank you for this session.
Well, can we go further?
Can we ask David that now?
There is a certain limitation towards physical balance within the body here, yes.
We are over an hour and a half now.
Yeah, it would be a little wise to break the set, trans session, yes.
Okay.
And one last, very short opportunity.
One last question. How many Willows are there, if there is a number? Like, you ever reach at 6,500 to 7,000?
At this time, number B of 293-179.
Wow. Quarter of a million.
their energies are not just taken from that of the physical, of the ethereal world, but also of that of the physical world about it as well. In other words, your higher selves, even those included in this room here, are contributing to this energy or soul group. Yes, it is a good combination. We thank you for this energies in this way.
Well, thank you, Willows. We'll likely talk to you again sometime soon. Would you like to end the session?
As you wish, yes. And then we are complete, yes?
Yes, thank you.
And then we would like to thank you for this opportunity to have provided information at this time. And trust it will be a benefit to you and to those about you. We would ask that you go in peace, love, and joy and harmony. Continue to hold your light high and keep your heart bright. And keep your mind focused. And continue to walk on the path of the Masters. We send you great blessings here.